Hey, everybody. It's Carrie with Alice Eats the Apple, and I'm here today with my good friend, Wendy Hutchinson.
Hello. Nice to be here.
She is the world's best at Marconics, which is this new energy. We've actually done a few shows on this that we go in depth, but why don't you give us a little overview?
Okay, well, Marconics is a full spectrum energy modality. It's an ascension energy modality versus some of the other energy modalities people are used to hearing about, which really focus on healing the body. So other energy modalities are really focused on healing the human body. Marconics energy is an ascension modality, and our focus is raising your vibrational frequency and energetic signature to the highest and best possible place, because your life is a full reflection and in full resonance with the frequency you hold. So
I've never heard you put it that succinctly. I love that.
I'm getting better.
I'm getting better at explaining it. I never think of it as a one is for the physical humanness, the skin suit, mm-hmm. and then the other one is for the soul. And that really is true. I've actually had an integration, a Marconics integration, and it really is an incredible thing.
More than one Marconics integration. But anyway, we're basically here to help humanity with ascension, because mm-hmm. we're evolving. Humanity's evolving. Our energetic signature is rising, and that's what ascension is. It's just going higher and higher vibrationally and creating a better and better human experience here in your life.
Well, and I think it also brings you, I think the higher you go, it brings you closer to your higher self. And I always thought of it as it expands the body so that it can inhabit.
So higher and fuller aspects of yourself can integrate in.
Right.
So if you do a Marconics recalibration, which is a full spectrum experience where we pull out, 51% of your karmic debris, we leave all the chakra caps off, so that your chakras can bloom into the fullest expression of them. She had a little tart hit there. Once your chakras expand, you start to awaken to remembering to who you are.
No, it really is true.
Your abilities come online.
Kind of faster. It's like
it's an accelerant. Speeding stuff up. It's a life accelerant for the process.
So that, get in touch with her, because she has some great, great things. She offers a lot of different things between coaching, because once you sort of pick off the governor on the car, and now the car will drive super, super fast. You sometimes need to know how to drive the car.
It can be unsettling for people. Yes.
Yeah. So today I really wanted to talk about something that happened to me last week. Okay. It was sort of a higher self integration, kind of. So you were asking me about the higher self earlier, mm-hmm. and what I thought that meant. And I look at the higher self as the huge aspect, like the big part of me. And the big part of me decided to come down and experience this world here. And it's just an itty bitty tiny part of me. And so I think that again, kind of echoing what we just talked about, the more we expand, the more of our higher self can come in. And then you start manifesting quicker, and you start remembering things, and you can kind of see through the veil a little easier. And that kind of happened last week.
That's huge.
Yes. And it always begins with me. Before I take a big step forward, it's not very pretty. I end up doing a lot of, I get really angry. So last Thursday, mm-hmm. I'm driving the kids to carpool. Fortunately, most of the kids were out of the car at this point, and I start crying, and I don't know why I'm crying, and I'm upset. No. Is this me? What is this? And then I get angry, and I got really angry. Mm-hmm. I mean, I told the universe that it needed to F off, and everybody in it. And I've been asking for more clarity, basically for the veil to drop. And I'm thinking, where is everybody? And why is it that that you guys have asked me to do these things, and I'm going out with this publicly, and I don't even know if this shit's real, really. I'm still back there. I mean, I've been doing this now for years. I've had incredible experiences, and I'm still asking if this shit's real. And of course I know it's real. Why is our default human? And why do I need more
validation.
Yeah.
Validation, confirmation, because I think everybody is programmed, and it's definitely a programming, not to trust ourselves.
I think it is. I think it is a programming, but I think it's also how we came in. I think with that veil of not knowing who we really are, you know, what we really are, because we need to experience this as a human with all of our gifts sort of cut for most of us. Mm-hmm. I think the default is human. And I think
we are human, right?
Well, we are, but not really. You know, why is it that I can see dead people, I can get communication, I can hear them, and sometimes I can actually hear them, mm-hmm. and then that fades, and it's like, was that real? And then I start questioning again. And so it's that integration between needing the outside validation and just knowing, and that's what happened. And I realized that when I get angry like that, and I start, it's anger to the resistance of the expansion. And then I explain, like, oh, yeah, okay, yeah, I know that's it.
I have a good metaphor for that.
Go for it.
What that's about. So I know that as a lobster grows,
this is mine,
their shell remains the same size.
Right.
So they have to crawl under a rock and shed their skin, and it's super uncomfortable. And they don't do it until their shell is so uncomfortable mm-hmm. and tight, and there's so much resistance that they have no choice but to go under the rock and shed that shell until a new one is found, or
and they're vulnerable
or grown. They're raw and exposed and vulnerable, and they're hiding under there. It's very uncomfortable for them until they get the new shell. And as we evolve spiritually, we're going to go through these periods of extreme discomfort. And humans love to resist change.
We do.
Even though we know it's like the perfect thing that, oh, we really need to leave this marriage or this job or
let go of our children so they can launch.
Yes. Or release friendships that have been toxic for 20 years, but you feel obligated because you've been friends for 20 years. Right. You know, whatever it is, when we're being propelled forward and it's going to require change, we resist it. Right. It's an instinct. You know,
I wonder if it's fear of the unknown.
Absolutely, it's fear. That's a huge part of it. But once we can break through it, shed the shell or whatever it is that's not in alignment with us, and then we get into, we come into a place where we're more comfortable mm-hmm. because we are coming closer to our truth and alignment. So I feel like that probably might explain a little bit why you go through these periods. And I always know, Carrie, when you're in that spot, I'm like, oh, damn, this is going to be good. She's taking a huge, she's taking a quantum leap forward. I'm
more
just
going to
step back and watch this happen. And then sure enough, you know, a week later, I call you and I'm like, hey, how's it going? You're like, fantastic. I'm great.
That's great. Thank you for that. No, it is true. And I think a lot of this has been happening around me. I mean, I've had a lot of people tell me, not a lot, but several, more than three, four people tell me they're looking for their path. Their way doesn't fit anymore. Mm-hmm. It doesn't work for them. Mm-hmm. But they don't know what to do. And so what do you advise when people say, I don't know what I'm supposed to be doing? What do you say to them?
The first thing I say is recognize the process, right? You having that thought is your first clue that you're not where you need to be.
Right? So if it occurs to you, then
if it occurs to you, or you have this unsettled feeling, or it looks like your reality is falling apart, that's the universe pushing you in a new direction. And it's trying to push you into alignment with what you're meant to be doing, not what you think you should be doing. So many of us are trying to fit in a box and do what we think we should be doing, mm-hmm. what people expect of us, or what career our parents wanted for us, or how we're supposed to, you know, be in a relationship or show up, and instead of being authentic. So when you start getting that pull, pay attention, stop, pause, and give yourself some space to figure it out. Don't go to the bar. That's not where you're going to figure it out.
Don't medicate.
Yeah, you're self-medicating. That's not where the answer is. You might feel better for the 2 hours you're slamming shots, but
I don't think you do.
You're not going to feel better. You're not going to get the answers there. You're just delaying the inevitable.
So you're saying to just pause, take a breath, take a breather, and allow yourself to be.
Yes.
Just allow and don't judge it.
Yes, because you have guides and higher self aspects that are on your team. Not trying to navigate you and gently nudge you to be where you're meant to be. But like you said, human nature, you know, people resist it all the time. And it makes it so much harder. We have to actually ask also, if we're really struggling and we need help, if this is a free will zone. So you actually need to ask for help, ask for guidance. Who do I ask, you might say. Ask the universe. It doesn't have to have a name. You know, just ask the universe.
They know God, who you're talking about.
Your guides, whoever, they know you're asking for help. Ask for direction. Ask for clarity. Ask for a sign that's going to point you in the right direction and it'll show up. Mm-hmm. But they cannot intervene here unless you ask, because this is a free will zone.
But I think sometimes they can intervene. I mean, I think they can if they
sometimes have to. If it's extreme. But the whole point is the human aspect is supposed to figure it out. You can't give the humans all the answers because then they're not figuring it out and evolving on their own, right?
Right. You're not getting the lesson from the inside out. And apparently that's why we're here, that we could sit on the other side and watch it. Being involved is a very different, it provides us with just exponential amount of growth. Exactly. Anyway, so yeah, I think that it is uncomfortable. And it is a lot of times, I think, to get your attention, things have to get louder and louder. And that is one thing that I cursed to the up above group is I said, and what are you going to do? Am I going to get cancer again? Am I going to have a heart attack? Do I have to lose somebody? I don't want to play about that either. Cause that's fear. It is. And yeah, I think you can,
but I will say the harder you resist and the longer you take, the more extreme your physical reality is and circumstances are going to be until they get your attention.
Because you no longer resonate too. I mean, I think a lot of times I'm seeing that too. It's where people don't resonate with a friend, a job, a person, and it just doesn't work. It's like they miss each other, the dates, they don't get each other, their feelings get hurt. And I think that's what happens too, is that oftentimes in relationships, when you force something together, it's like trying to force two kids together that don't want to play, they fight. And it becomes more and more
difficult.
Right. Exactly.
And because so, it's not in alignment.
Mm-hmm. Well, someone's feelings are going to get hurt and someone doesn't like confrontation and someone doesn't.
Well, I think the whole thing is as you evolve, your vibrational frequency is changing. You're going higher and some people choose to remain the same. So the gap is going to get wider and wider and the interaction between the two people is going to get
strained,
very strained, and then it'll start to feel really uncomfortable, and then something's going to snap or it's going to implode because eventually you're just not in the same bandwidth anymore.
See, that's happened to me recently with a very close relationship, and I had to do the work behind that and figure out where could I have done that differently. When did I see the signs? Why did I have to wait for it to get to a point?
Because change is uncomfortable.
Well, it is, but
it's so much easier, or we think it's easier just to kind of go with the flow. It's going to be fine. It's not really an issue. Right. And then all of a sudden we start to bury things and resentment builds. And then, you know, if we don't honor our truth in the end, we suffer.
Yeah. But it's about trusting your truth too. It's about knowing what your truth is.
Trust is a huge part of it. Right. And so that's why we need to give ourselves the grace and get silent. If you're not giving yourself space to connect to yourself, you know, you're going to get blown off course very easily.
You know, I know several people that in my life, it's like they are never alone, never alone. It's not a judgment, but I realize it's because they don't want to be alone with themselves.
Right. Because guess what? If they're not alone, they don't have to look at their stuff.
Well, they don't have to hear the inner dialogue.
Right, which is their stuff, right? Because God knows what they'll find. We have friends, I think both of us know people who are so busy that they never allow themselves a moment to actually feel.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And that's a tough place to be.
It is because you get so far off course. You know, you get so far from your inner compass and alignment that it becomes very difficult. You don't even know who you are. You lose yourself in that space all the time.
I feel like a paint splat. And so when this morning you were here and I was frenzied, which apparently I get in that state quite often and quite easily. But it is. I have to remain grounded, and grounding takes time. And it takes, Rock the Divine. I want her on the show. I love her. She puts out these little clips, and this is how you ground. You can do the whole process and make it really, really tough, or you can just think about your feet, think about the ground, draw your awareness to your feet. Boom. That serves as an instant. You need to get grounded, and it works for me. And anyway, that's what she says. And so we're talking about the paint splat this morning. I felt like it's like if you take a thing of paint and you drop it and it just goes, bleep, and I felt like I was in a million pieces and I hit it. Like pull back up and mm-hmm. and becoming again. So let's, I don't know where this is going to go, where this new revelation will go, but I think it'll be fun.
Well, I think it's always huge when you have a higher self integration.
How many have you had? Not a number, but you've had some pretty significant ones, right?
Yes, I've had many. But now I'm at a place where, so for a long time, the integration, the higher self aspect, so there are many higher self aspects for each person.
What does that mean?
It's not just one. It means there are higher vibrational experiences that you are having as a higher self aspect. And so I kind of liken it to like if there was a paper doll chain. Mm-hmm. And it's all you, but you lift it up and there's many, many, many paper dolls attached to the line.
Oh, that's a great visual.
There's a lot of higher self aspects. And then ultimately you get to, you're golden. You get to a place where your golden aspect, which is the culmination of all those different paint colors you're talking about. If every higher self aspect was a different drop and color of paint, and you put it all into one big paint can, like when you go to buy paint at the paint store and it gets shaken and stirred and then it becomes one color. Mm-hmm. The golden aspect is kind of like the culmination of all of your higher self aspects coming together. And once you get to the golden aspect, you're very close to being at the very highest aspect of you. And then after that is sovereign. So all the integrations, higher self integrations up to gold are you, but it's almost like a higher aspect of you. And it feels like another right. part of you. It does not feel embodied. It feels like you connect and you're talking to a friend or you're connecting to another aspect.
So that's your guide.
Those are your guides, and that's your higher self lineage. Once you get to gold, it still feels very much like it's another. My golden had a name, a name that I connected with, and I learned so much. You learned so much if you can foster that connection to the higher self, because they're downloading information to you all the time. They're guiding you all the time on the astral. They're guiding you in lucid dreams. They're guiding you in your everyday life. But beyond golden is sovereign.
What does that mean?
When you go sovereign, then you have fully embodied every aspect of yourself and you are no longer connecting to another aspect. It's all you. It's like you stepped fully into your
essence. Can you do that as a human?
Yes.
How do you not transition right then? How do you carry that energy here?
Because as you go higher, your field is growing. I mean, Marconics, that's what Marconics is about. It's about expanding your auric field so that you can hold the vibration of that oversoul energy.
So you're spreading it out so that it's
your field
contained.
Becomes huge.
Easier.
Yeah. I just read a book. It was, I can't remember what it was called, but it was about this woman who was, she was struck by lightning here in Houston. She was a Jewish woman.
Changed in a flash. Yes. I heard her. Oh, really?
Yes.
We went together.
Yeah. Anyway, what happened was she transitioned, and because she was struck by lightning, so she basically died. Her soul left her body. She expanded. She experienced heaven, or what was perceived by her to be heaven. So, you know, connected with God, had all these downloads and knowings of information. Mm-hmm. And then she decided to come back. She decided to come back into her human body. And they said, you have a choice. You can remain here and continue. Go on as a soul, or you can go back to your life. And you're going to be forever changed by this. And your life is going to change. And she chose, you know, they showed her some things that were going to happen if she chose to come back. She was going to get divorced. She was going to have a baby.
Another baby.
A daughter before she got divorced, all these things. And she was going to suffer greatly because she had been blown apart by lightning and she was third degree burns. Like, it was going to be a really painful recovery. So she chose to come back and they said, we're going to have to squeeze you. And it's going to be,
it's like Spanx,
bone crushing. It's going to be so painful because when you transitioned, you came out of this finite auric human field and you expanded to the vibration of, you know, the other side, heaven, if you want to call it that. And she said, no, I want to go back. And they said, okay, I'm going to squeeze you. And she said, they literally had to like compress that expanded energy down and shove her back into her physical vehicle and her auric field. And she said it hurt like hell.
You know what I keep thinking of?
She said it was rough.
I keep thinking of when I went to Whole Foods and I had them debone my chicken, but I had them keep it in a hole because I wanted to make brick chicken and, you know, you smash it down. And so that's what I think of it. It's like they kind of have to like remove your bones to squish you in.
They literally had to compress her soul to fit in her physical auric field. So what Marconix does is when you get recalibrated, we expand your auric field so you can hold that higher light quotient. You can expand to the fullness of you. So that was like a really long explanation of the higher self lineage. That book was great. And anyway, that kind of explains, hopefully in relatable terms, what we're talking about as far as the higher self, you know, lineage. And it's really kind of an expansion of the soul.
I think it's very much expansion of the soul. I think that.
So congratulations. You just expanded.
How
in a powerful way.
Long way to go. I'm watching this. We have a front that's coming through. And so it's been 80 degrees. It's February, 6th, 7th, 80 degrees. And actually, I think it was like 84. And it's supposed to drop down to 49.
That's Texas for
Texas
you.
Texas for you. Yeah, good mm-hmm. one. All right, guys. Well, thank you. We just wanted to share that. We have a couple more little vignettes that we'll post. And so
post your questions if you have any questions.
Yes, I think we should do a show where we read them and we answer them. But also, I wanted to tell you, the takeaway is when you feel yourself resisting and like just sort of getting angsty and getting frustrated, irritated, roll with it. You don't know what's coming. You don't know what type of change you're resisting. And it just, you could be in for the ride of your life. So anyway, that's about it for me.
It could be transformative. You could be on the cusp of just the most powerful, incredible experience, and resisting it is actually holding you back and keeping you from it. So embrace change, I guess, is what we're saying, right, Carrie?
Yeah. All right, guys. We'll see you soon. Take care.
Bye.